This is Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. The servers are about to go down, and that means it is time once again for Realm Maintenance. Ladies and gentlemen, Horde and Alliance, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance number 4. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. There are plenty of podcast contests to talk about this week, and I'll tell you more about those during podcast news. Right now, let's get the show rolling with my reaction to the biggest news item of the week. Here is your rolling restart. Some might find this debatable, but I'd have to say the biggest news item of the week wasn't the commercial for Mists of Pandaria that aired a couple of days ago. For some time now, World of Warcraft lead systems designer Greg Street, also known as Ghostcrawler, has been busy on the beta forums communicating with players over their concerns or issues with everything from tabards to tanking. To say that Ghostcrawler became active on Twitter last Thursday would be a huge understatement. In his first day on Twitter alone, Ghostcrawler answered about 40 different tweets covering a variety of issues. Not much new information was gathered, though we now know there's a chance for a couple of things to happen down the line. Enchantment glows may become something you can turn on or off in the future as more weapons are featuring particle effects of their own. This is especially great news for those wielding legendary weapons. There's a chance that raid instances may not require you to actually be in a raid group to enter them. We also know that presently the idea of changing the 25-player raid size to 20 isn't a popular idea. As GC stated, it would be very painful for every raiding guild. Lastly, while Ghostcrawler would love to have heirloom gear work similar to titles, there's no ETA on changing the functionality so that they would no longer have to be mailed. As of this recording, Ghostcrawler's Twitter handle of @Ghostcrawler now has over 5,000 followers, and I'm sure that there will be plenty more added over the next couple of weeks. All in all, I'm glad to see Ghostcrawler on Twitter. Communication is better than a lack of it, though I'm concerned that this will only be temporary. I love the developer blogs that were written back in the day, and I wish more of those were done. I can't remember the last time we've seen a dev blog, but it feels like forever. Twitter gives people more access to those behind WoW, but it can be a double-edged sword. I'm sure hundreds of people will send in tweets and questions to Ghostcrawler, only to have them go unreplied. If you have something you want to ask him, by all means go for it. Just remember that we're all fish in a very big sea, and getting replied by blues on Twitter is not much different than being answered on the forums. Time's a precious commodity, as I know all too well when producing this show, and only so many tweets are going to be answered before devs need to return to their focus on improving the game itself. I'd like to take a moment to plug an up-and-coming short-length WoW podcast out there. The Azeroth Perspective is a weekly podcast covering Blizzard games and everything around Azeroth in 15 minutes. The show's host, Kyron, has a good thing going on over there, and I invite you to check out his site at theazerothperspective.com. When it comes to WoW news, Kyron gives you everything he can in 15 minutes. Since we're focusing on podcasts here, though, I'll do my best to give you the short, short version. It's time to once again go around the world of Warcraft in 80 seconds. The first TV spot for Mists of Pandaria was aired this past Sunday during the Packers 49ers football game on Fox. People with inactive accounts are getting an email notifying them of a free week of game time if the offer is claimed before September 19th. Be sure to log into Battle.net directly to avoid clicking any scam email links. Arena rewards for the now concluded PvP Season 11 will be distributed today after maintenance. Congratulations to those who've won. The third round of Ask Creative Development was posted on the forums last week, answering a number of questions in regards to lore in the World of Warcraft. You can learn more about how Cenarius currently views the Horde, what dark force is buried in Tirith's Volglade, and if Rathion is truly the last of the Black Dragonflight by checking the link I'll include in the show notes. Beta build 16048 was pushed a few days ago, and we're within a week of the Mists beta being brought down in preparation for the launch of MoP itself. Speaking of the launch, Blizzard will once again be holding special launch events worldwide on the night of September 24th. Check the official World of Warcraft site for more details on the launch event near you. Lastly, the Chinese Ministry of Culture has approved Chinese web operator NetEase to operate Mists of Pandaria in China. While there is no confirmed release date, it's likely it'll be a much shorter delay than what was encountered with previous expansions. And that's your news. Let's move on to the podcast of the week. A year and a half ago, the WoW Files podcast seemed to fall off the face of Azeroth. For months, they had been gone, but not entirely forgotten. Just last week, many were surprised to learn that WoW Files episode number 62 was released. What is WoW Files about, and what lies ahead for the show? Earlier this week, I was able to interview co-hosts Jason and Modem to find this out and more. After the interview, I'll play a 2-minute clip from episode 62, which helps explain what has brought back the show from the ashes. And I'm glad to have both Jason and Jacob, aka Modem, from the WoW Files show on this week. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for having us on.
Yeah, doing really well. Thanks.
For a show to come back after a year and a half, that usually doesn't happen.
It's pretty unheard of, I think. and I think a lot of people are surprised that we made the comeback, too. But I'll tell you what, and I don't know from Modem's perspective if it's the same thing or not, but it doesn't feel like a year and a half to me. It really doesn't feel like that much time has passed. But then I look at the calendar and realize, wow, it really has been a long time.
Absolutely. It really, for me personally, I mean, I've been so busy working on my PhD. It's actually, taking that break has actually been a really good thing for me personally. But I still rated. But yeah, I'm with Jason. It did not feel like a year and a half. Not at all.
Yeah, I would say that the entire Cataclysm expansion compared to the other expansions has kind of flown by, and for some people that might be all the better. Modem, if you could, tell us a bit about exactly the WoW Files show and what you feel gives the show its identity, how it may stand apart from your typical everyday WoW podcast.
WoW Files is different in that I think we try to take a very intellectual kind of high level approach to how we feel about WoW. For me, of course, there's creative freedom in the show because Jason and I pretty much run it between the two of us. We get to discuss a lot of things on the show that are very much into my line of research and interest, like competition between casuals and hardcores, the negative effects of large guilds. And of course, we don't do that every week, but I think that's one thing that sets us apart.
Jason, you could say that even after being gone for a year and a half, it's kind of like riding a bike when it comes to returning with episode 62 and going forward.
Basically, yeah. Actually, when we finished the episode, one of the first things Modem said was, just like riding a bike, it really was like we just got right back on where we left off and we just started going again.
Do you think going forward that you guys are going to make any changes to the way you've done things in the past as far as the show's format goes?
That's still up for discussion, actually. I think we had a good formula and a good format before, so I don't know that I necessarily want to, you know, blow the whole thing up and start over. But at the same time, I want to kind of look at what we were doing before and decide now, kind of looking back with fresher eyes, what do I think was really working, what wasn't working quite as much, and where can we fine-tune, that sort of thing.
With Mists of Pandaria coming out, obviously it's a driving force behind both of you coming back to do the show. Jason, what's the one thing in Mists that really has you excited to be going back into WoW?
I think really for me it's the fresh start. It's the fact that we're moving past all of the things that were happening in Cataclysm that at the time of March 2011 that were really weighing me down. It's just a complete fresh start.
And Modem, I know that you've been still playing WoW the whole time, even while the show's been on its long hiatus. I was surprised to find out that you were raiding with a raid team in the same guild that I'm in. What in Mists of Pandaria has you really excited about playing the game?
From a mechanic standpoint, I'm really excited about monks. As I've said many, many times, I'm an altaholic. Right. And anytime you give me a new class to play, I'm just ecstatic. And on top of that, monks just seem really, really cool.
Sounds good. Well, Jason, how about you tell everyone how they can find out more about the show, everything, Facebook, Twitter, webpage, all that good stuff.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wowfiles. We are trying to build that up. So if you're out there and you have Facebook, like us. I'm trying to get those likes up. We are on Twitter at twitter.com/wowfiles. The website we have is wowfiles.com. That's the blog. That's where the podcast is. We're also on iTunes. You can search WoW Files if you haven't heard of us before. WoWPHILES. WoW Files, one who likes, loves, or is sometimes obsessed with World of Warcraft. That's the official definition. And yeah, I just actually got us approved for Stitcher Radio also, so we're going to be available on there. So we're coming back with a vengeance. We're pretty much going to be all over the place. We have our iPhone app on the iTunes store, so you can have us on the go also.
Do either of you have anything you want to add before we're done? Anything coming up with the show that you want to promote?
Well, one thing that just popped in my mind, actually, going back to the very beginning of the interview,
sure,
when Modem was talking about things being on this sort of intellectual level, I just remembered, I don't know if it was an emailer or a caller who was talking about listening to the show with his wife or girlfriend with him. I don't know if they were in the car, maybe. And she said to him, you know they're talking about a video game, right? And that's kind of our approach to World of Warcraft and our podcast. It's kind of like, we're just talking like you guys know you're talking about a video game, right? You shouldn't be taking it this serious. But we dive in full force with our topics, and it kind of comes out like that.
We're very passionate about our topic, too. And when that passion kind of subsides, we do this thing where we disappear for a year and a half, which hopefully doesn't happen for a while. But when we're really passionate about our subject material, I mean, we do things like we were creating parody songs. I think we've created like 8 or 9 parody songs. By the way, we do need machinima artists for those. And that's one of those things that I've always wanted to have on the show is someone who can do machinima for all of our creative properties. We were going to do a thing like Thrall versus the World, like Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Nice.
We were kind of in the process of going out and building something like that. Have machinima artists. We've always needed one of those. So if there's anyone out there who's interested in doing machinima, we would love to have you on board for WoW Files.
Are you going to be putting out your shows on a weekly basis, or do you know exactly yet?
It'll continue to be weekly. I think right now our scheduled plan is to record on Mondays. So I would say look for Tuesdays to be the day when the show comes out.
Thank you very much for coming on the show this week. I really appreciate you having you on. And once again, good luck with everything ahead.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
If you consider yourself a WoW file, this is your World of Warcraft podcast.
Yeah, it was funny because you had mentioned to me, you know, back when they announced the launch date of Mists of Pandaria, you said, oh, it's coming out September 25th. And I was like, oh, really? And you were like, are you going to be back for it? And I was like, no, I don't think so. Not, at least not yet. But then I started to look into it, you know, and I started reading articles again. I started going back to MMO Champion, and I started, you know, basically looking at everything again and watching some stuff, some beta things from YouTube. And I started going, oh, yeah, this looks good. This looks cool. And I was reading more and more. And then I just, one day I was like, you know, I think we should start doing this again. And then I think I really started to get more and more excited about the game again and sort of refreshed almost to now where I've been reading all these different things and I'm reading theory crafting again and I'm not even really playing right now and I'm reading all these things and I'm just absorbing everything I can once again and getting excited about it. So I think this is a really good time to come back and just get back into full stride.
Absolutely. And I've spent the last year and a half actually raiding with a great group of people, the No Pants and a Tie raid team on Earthen Ring. And I just want to give a shout out to all those guys. They've been really great to me over the past year and a half. Got Heroic Deathwing, Heroic Madness Deathwing down, so I have my Savior Vazaroth title. Done everything in Heroic with the exception of Sinestra and Nefarian and Ragnaros. But everything else done Heroic, rating-wise, in only raiding two nights a week. So it's a real special group of guys, and I miss our old team dearly, but I'm happy to say that I found another great group of people to raid with and had a lot of fun with them over the last year and a half, even though the content to me has still been subpar, at least from my perspective.
And that was a taste of the WoW Files podcast and a very edited interview with Jason and Modem. When we recorded the interview a few days ago, it clocked in at about 20 minutes. You can listen to the entire uncut version of the interview when it's posted Wednesday at realm-maintenance.com. Let's move on to podcast news. All Things Azeroth number 310 includes a special interview with Mickey Nelson and Sean Galloway, the writer and artist behind the Pearl of Pandaria graphic novel. While you check out the show at allthingsazeroth.com, you can learn more about the ongoing Thanks for the Memories contest, which includes a grand prize of a paid digital deluxe edition of Mists of Pandaria. In My Epic Heals, episode number 36, co-hosts Wolf
Eid, Adobe, and Buck give their first impressions of the changes with the new patch. Catch this healing-centric podcast at myepicheals.com. The Training Dummies is having a contest to win a little XT pet for the next 2 weeks. Follow at Training Dummies on Twitter and retweet their daily contest tweet to enter. Winners will be announced on the next two shows. The 00 podcast is back with a special pre-Mists of Pandaria episode. Episode number 20 includes special guest Sarath from the Cannot Be Tamed blog to discuss how to properly prepare for the big leveling grind upon us in 2 weeks. Listen to this special episode at 00podcast.com. Previous podcasts of the week on this show collide on Grand Old Podcast number 62. Sayomara interviews Cold from Auction House Junkies and the Eviscerated Gaming Podcast. Catch this new member of the Ego Podcast Network at grandoldpodcast.com. Congratulations to Dark Moon Herald, which celebrates the release of episode number 25 this week. Download their show on iTunes or Stitcher, and don't forget that there's still time to enter their Alts Before 925 contest. Also, if you send in an overly fantastic story about something awesome that Kevin did, you could win free game time. Listen to the show for more info. A belated but very happy birthday to the WoW Insider Show. As of September 1st, the long-running podcast is now 5 years old. You can find the podcast and plenty of WoW-related articles by pointing your browser to wowinsider.com. A Little Murloc told me that Kyron at the Azeroth Perspective will be extending his contest to win a Little XT pet. Even if you entered last week, go check out episode number 13 this week to find out more. What's the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to cross-realm zones? Listen to Stompalina and Halfrot discuss this and more on RARcast number 170. Find this podcast at rarcast.com, spelled rarcast.com. The Instance is giving away a Mega Bloks Flying Machine set. To enter this contest, check out the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/theinstance. Finally this week, the Twisted Nether blogcast holds an epic 5.0.4 roundtable. Four great WoW bloggers come together to discuss some of the biggest changes in the game ever. Listen to episode number 177 at twistednether.net. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to hit the play button and get back into the game. Feel free to leave me feedback at realmpodcast@gmail.com or follow the show on Twitter at realmpodcast. You can follow my personal Twitter at Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Earlier this week, I asked many of you on Twitter, why do you listen to WoW podcasts? Since the show's running a little long this week, I'll cover your answers in a future episode. Tune in next week to find out how you can help the podcast and win a Pandaren Monk mini pet for doing so. I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. Realm Maintenance is a World of Warcraft podcast by Ro, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this broadcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to Jason and Jacob from WoW Files for coming on the show this week. Thanks to Safeshark Hosting for hosting realm-maintenance.com. And thanks to you for listening.